It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 30th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is wherefore, spelled as one word, W-H-E-R-E-F-O-R-E. Wherefore is an adverb. That means for what reason or purpose. Why? It can also mean therefore. The word is famously used in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet in the line, O Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? In early English, a number of new words were formed by combining where with a preposition. In such words, where had the meaning of what or which, hence wherein, meaning in what, whereon, meaning on what, and wherefore, meaning for what. Although wherefore as an adverb is rarely used today, the noun form, meaning an answer or statement giving an explanation, survives in the phrase the whys and wherefores. So in Shakespeare's line, wherefore art thou Romeo, Juliet isn't asking, where are you Romeo, but rather, why are you Romeo? In other words, why are you from a family declared an enemy by her family? With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.